Shut up, go to bed. We've lost vengeance.
From Panic at the Disco on Radio 9. And this is Peter and Gordon.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Sing out a tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. She does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Did I say new music from Peter and Gordon? I didn't actually say that, did I? Oh, those little naps are helpful during my show. Take it off. Take it all off. When I try that, they say, put it on. Put it back on. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. We've got FSN News coming up next, and then more music on the other side of that. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 1 o'clock.
Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The scene at the US Supreme Court earlier today as protesters on both sides of the issue learnt the news that versus Wade had been struck down. Since 1973, that opinion has kept abortion legal across the United States. Now, every state in the country is free to make their own laws, and across a vast part of America, the procedure will either be outlawed or very heavily restricted. At the White House, President Biden condemned the court's decision.
Let's be very clear. State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that women can be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child.
He insisted the fight to preserve abortion rights is not over. But Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, says the day is a huge victory for activists who have campaigned for decades to strip abortion of its legal protections.
This great nation can now live up to its core principle that all are created equal. Created equal. Americans celebrate this historic victory.
Protests are expected in many major cities this weekend after that Supreme Court ruling. There was reaction to it today in Europe. The Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo says he's very concerned about its implications. FSN's Rosie Burchard reports from the sidelines of a European Union summit.
De Croo says banning abortion never leads to fewer abortions, only more unsafe abortions. In a tweet, the Belgian Prime Minister says he's concerned about the signal the latest ruling from the US Supreme Court sends to the world. De Croo says his country will continue to work with other nations to advance sexual and reproductive health rights. Belgium's Prime Minister is among the first European Union leaders to comment publicly on the ruling. In most EU countries, women's rights to terminate pregnancies are guaranteed.
In other news today, the World Health Organization is to decide whether to declare monkeypox a public health emergency. From FSN's bureau in New York, Will Denzelow reports.
The decision to label monkeypox as a public health emergency of international concern would prompt greater government responses and free up more funding. Cases have now been confirmed in nearly 50 nations over the past month and a half. Cases in Britain have surged nearly 40% in less than a week. That's more than any other nation outside of West and Central Africa, where the virus is endemic.
The stage is set for President Biden to sign a new limited package of gun control measures into law. The House of Representatives approved the Safer Communities Act today after it won bipartisan support in the Senate on Thursday night. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop. Throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a foot of a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks. Down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! School all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop. Throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a one, two, a four of your shoes. A three, four, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks. Down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Shoes, 3, 4, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move.
Start rockin', baby, rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night, just wait and see, yeah.
Ricky Nelson getting us started here in the 2 o'clock hour. 1 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock hour. I'm trying to get rid of the show earlier than usual. 1:05, 1 o'clock hour, much more music time here on the Stink Matinee with Jay Thurber.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Gervonsburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Radio fills with life, a salt and pepper, a fork and knife. Radio goes with life.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 110 Much More Music Time, 84 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio Degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Don't forget to check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Here's the Classics 4.
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half. Memories and bits and pieces.
of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love with me. And say a prayer that in her heart
I know I'm slipping some early 80s stuff into the mix these days. Those songs are now 40 years old. Oh, God, I'm so old. Hall & Oates on Radio 9. Hello to Pop Shop Radio, checking in from Hope, British Columbia, Canada, reaching out across international borders, he says, and up over the Rocky Mountains, listening here for song ideas to steal for great music. Well, that's a terrible, because I've been listening to Pop Shop Radio on Saturday nights on shortwave so that I can find music to steal. You can check out popshopradio.ca to find out where you can hear the show. I'll be gathered around the old Atwater Kent tonight myself. The station with the Q-Burn difference on Saturday afternoon's Radio 9, the original hits by the original artists on the original scratchy vinyl.
Yo, back!
In your pants.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Elvis Presley here, of course, on Radio 9.
WRCZ!
At 1:21 chime time, new music from Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Although, I don't know about you. I'm done with the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm just done with it. Wiping my hands from it. Unfortunately, it's not done with us. Although we are making great strides in the battle against COVID-19, it remains very much among us. As more people get vaccinated, the Allegheny County Health Department wants you to know that residents should stay vigilant and continue to practice common sense health practices, like washing your hands regularly, wearing a mask when it's appropriate. By continuing to work together, COVID-19 numbers will decline and we will continue to move closer to normal. To find out where you can get tested for COVID-19, where you can get vaccinated, where you can get boosted, where you can find an N95 mask, and find out what the community transmission rates are county by county, including not just Allegheny County, but all of the surrounding counties, go to achd.net, click the coronavirus link, and if you've lost your vaccination card, you can call the health department Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 412-578-8062. That's 412-578-8062. And someone at the health department will be able to help you. That's the number for the immunization clinic. And that's a message from the Allegheny County Health Department.
McKeesport weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny and hot today with a high near 90. Partly cloudy overnight, low of 69. Chance of showers on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high near 89. Monday, showers, likely possibly a thunder shower. Mostly sunny, 76. Tuesday, sunny, 78. Wednesday, sunny, 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Experience, 89 in Beaver County. It's 84 in Butler, also 84 in Washington. 85 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 84 at WRCT.
Purple Mountain Road that I can't miss. Have we all had enough? Have we all had too much? Lost in a dream. Please step down from your bully machine. Can we all back it up? Can we all give it up?
music from Red Hot Chili Peppers with some lyrics that seem very timely all of a sudden.
A&P has its own standards for buying meat, so the meat you buy there tastes like it comes from a butcher shop at supermarket prices.
Another reason why you'll do better at A&P.
This week, ask your A&P butcher for bone-in chuck roast, just 99 cents a pound. And visit the A&P farm, where you'll find sweet, juicy western cantaloupes, just 59 cents each at A&P.
Jay Thurber!
Music! What did he say about Chuck boning you at the A&P farm? What was that? Oh, chuck roast, bone-in, sorry.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you for a week or two. We're going where the sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true for me and you. The sun shines brightly. We're going where the sea is blue. We've seen it in the movies. Now let's see if it's true. Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true.
Cliff Richard in the Shadows on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber with the halfway mark. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh Freeform Radio, owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? All right, all right, all right. For people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. We'll be right back. station. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Little Caesar from Cake Town called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear the Lovin' Spoonful. You say him, we play him on the big 900, rocking and rolling on Saturday afternoons.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Spoonful going out by request. Don't forget you can make requests too on Facebook and Twitter at J Thurber Show. Here's Hurricane Smith with a medley of his hit on Radio 9.
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance with you? You would you greet me your suddenly be sunshine on a cold and rainy day. Oh, babe, what would you say? For there are you, sweet lollipop. Here am I with such a lot to say. Hey, hey, just to walk with you. Oh, baby, I know I could be so.
But anyway, what would he say?
Coasting along with the Coasters on Radio 9. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, we will have news that you cannot possibly use, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We've also got a little visit to the Handyman Corner coming up in a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, sports and weather in about 10 minutes. Lots more listening coming your way on Radio 9, Tube City Online, and WRZT. Here's Laverne Baker.
Jim Daddy. WRCT.
Music Radio.
From the Diablos. Stay tuned. We're going to visit the Handyman Corner right after this. Oops. Nope, not that. Get out of here. You do this instead.
Melissa from Michigan.
Hi, Melissa.
I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And now, Happy Harry's Hermony Hardware, the happy store with a whole lot more, now located in Arona, brings you the do-it-yourself quarter. And here's the owner of Happy Harry's Hermony Hardware, Happy Harry Harrison.
Hi, Jay.
Happy Harry, now that the store's in Arona, isn't it time for a name change?
Everyone knows me as Harry, so I don't want to change my name.
Never mind. Happy Harry, what happy do-it-yourself tip do you have for all the listeners out there today in Radioland?
Today, Jay, we're going to talk about how to use a barbecue grill.
Ah, good supper time topic, Happy Harry, and I see you've got a barbecue grill here,
yep.
And charcoal briquettes and lighter fluid and tongs, and I'll bet that all of these items can be purchased at Happy Harry's Hermity Hardware.
What makes you say that? I mean, why?
Because the show is sponsored by Happy Harry's Hermony Hardware, and you're Happy Harry Harrison.
Yeah, but I don't know if we carry this stuff or not. I mean, I got it at Walmart. You know, you can get it any place if you want to.
Okay. Well, if you're not carrying barbecue grills right now, what are you carrying down there at the store?
Well, mostly snow shovels, rock salt mittens, that kind of stuff. You know, got a lot of it, in fact.
But it's summertime, Happy Harry.
Yes, but I ordered the stuff on the internet. You know, when you buy stuff on the internet, they tell you don't click the thing more than once. Well, I kept clicking it because it was going real slow, and I was kind of impatient.
And how many did you end up
getting? 15,000 snow shovels, 47,000 bags of rock salt. We got 12,000 pairs of mittens.
I guess you've got good deals right now on snow shovels down there at Happy Harry's Hermity Hardware.
That's right, Jay. We've got to clear this stuff out, too, so I can order my summer merchandise. So if the listeners will just stop down at the new snow shovel annex of Happy Harry's Hermity Hardware.
The time is short, Happy Harry, and I see you've got the barbecue grill all warmed up. So what important tip do you want to give the listeners today in the do-it-yourself corner?
We're going to talk about safety, Jay. Make sure you don't have your grill too close to a building or any kind of dry brush that could catch catch fire if the wind picks up, but also make sure you have something nearby to douse the fire if it gets out of control.
So you're talking about a fire extinguisher,
sure,
or maybe a bucket of sand?
Those are good, but in an emergency, remember that anything inflammable can be used to put out a fire.
I don't think that's right. I think inflammable means something that's able to burn.
No. You're thinking of flammable. Flammable things are able to burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think inflammable is the same as flammable.
No, Jay, how could they mean the same thing? You're clearly wrong. Look, I just want to demonstrate. I have this gallon of floor stripper here. It says inflammable on the label.
Well, I'm gonna just
watch
move
what
over
happens
here for just a
when
second.
I throw it onto the fire and... Somebody give me something inflammable to put these fires out.
The do-it-yourself corner is sponsored by Happy Harry Company Hardware. Now located in Arona, where the spring sale is underway. Buy one spring, get the second for 50% off. And join us next time in the do-it-yourself corner.
Drop and roll, Harry.
Jay Thurber, more music now.
At 1:53, much more music time. PNS News coming up for you at 2 o'clock. We have new music from Two Door Cinema Club coming up right after we check sports and weather.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pirates taking on the Rays at this hour down in St. Petersburg, Florida. Right now at the top of the third inning, the Rays leading the Buccos by a score of 2-1. Last night, the Rays beat the Pirates 4-3. It took 10 innings, but Pirates batters did strike out 17 times. All 11 batters, according to Jerry DePaula in the Tribune Review, who stepped to the plate, whiffed it at least once. And it's the second consecutive extra inning game for the Pirates, who lost 4-3. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball last night, in the American League, the Yankees lost to Houston 3-1. Boston beat Cleveland 6-3. It was 3-1 Kansas City over Oakland. And in interleague play, Colorado over Minnesota, 1-0. Bad news for Anthony Rendon of the Los Angeles Angels. He will miss the rest of the season after undergoing surgery to address a right wrist injury. The team announced yesterday that Rendon re-aggravated a previous wrist injury during Tuesday's game between the Angels and the Dodgers. He's not played for the Angels since. He will undergo season-ending surgery to repair his right wrist early next week. The Tampa Bay Lightning are still in the hunt for the Stanley Cup after defeating the Avalanche in Denver last night by a score of 3-2. The Lightning trail the Avalanche in the best of seven series by 3-2 now, but the series now heads back to Tampa for Game 6 tomorrow night.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 90, partly cloudy overnight, low 69, chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 89. Monday showers likely, maybe a thunder shower. Mostly sunny, a little bit cooler, high 76. Tuesday, sunny 78. Wednesday, sunny, and a high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 89 degrees in Beaver County, 84 in Butler, 84 in Washington, 85 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 85 degrees. Music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This is Mike Kerb in the Waterfall with the theme to American Bandstand. It's going to take us to news time. Jay Thurber. You're tuned to Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The gun culture has now possessed everyone all the way up to even to the Supreme Court.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is calling for a special legislative session after the Supreme Court struck down a law in her state, placing certain limitations on open carry. Supporters argue the ruling protects the right of self-defense. Vice President Kamala Harris echoed Hochul's concerns.
It, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
Meanwhile, the Senate broke the filibuster on a gun control deal, clearing the way for passage as early as today. 15 Republicans joined all 50 Democrats to move forward on the legislation, which faces GOP opposition in the House. Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia called it gun control.
The Senate is recklessly moving forward with their gun-grabbing legislation, thereby moving our nation down a dangerous path of peril and lawlessness. Let me be clear, the Senate package is not a compromise. It's gun control.
After mass shootings in New York and Texas, a bipartisan group of senators developed the compromise measure to toughen background checks, incentivize states to pass red flag laws, which allow a court to temporarily remove firearms from a person believed to be in danger to themselves or others, and invest in school safety, mental health, and violence prevention programs. Three Justice Department officials testify before the January 6th committee. Republican Adam Kinzinger questioned former acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue about Trump's plan to fire Jeffrey Rosen, the acting Attorney General, and install Jeffrey Clark, who was willing to use federal government powers to help overturn the 2020 election.
The president said, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressmen. So, Mr. Donahue, that's a direct quote from President Trump, correct?
That's an exact quote from the president, yes.
Testimony also revealed at least six Republican lawmakers asked for a presidential pardon for their role in attempting to overturn election results, including Mo Brooks of Alabama, who defended the request, saying Democrats would abuse the judicial system. The Biden administration met with big oil as it faces pressure over gas prices, averaging nationally just under $5 a gallon. Both sides said the talks were constructive, but no solutions were reached. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm called for collaboration with the industry to strengthen the country's energy security for the long haul.
The only way out of these boom and bust cycles is to break that sole reliance, and that means diversifying our fuel sources by deploying clean energy.
New data from Ballotpedia revealed there were 152 recall efforts against 240 officials in the first half of this year, a small decline from last year. 20 officials were removed from office, and the target of most recall efforts were school board and city council members. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
News and music.
Shines her light on the city nights, and I gotta catch a noon train. I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear.